So let's bring Pat.
Good morning, and how are you?
Yeah, we got some rain at my house last night.
Well,
a few thunderstorms came through our area. Not everybody was impacted, but we got enough once again to keep the little bit of green that's come back on my grass. We got a little bit more, so I guess we've got more thunderstorms coming today.
Well, there's a marginal risk of it's repeating over and over again, Marshall. Okay, did you cut it? Good.
No, I'm not doing
it. It's now I don't hear it. Okay, good. So we will have a marginal risk of gusty thunderstorms today in the low 90s. Showers and a thunderstorm will end tonight before midnight, 65 to 70. And then not as humid tomorrow, partly cloudy in the middle 80s. But showers will return late Wednesday night, be with us early Thursday. Later Thursday, it turns partly sunny, 80 to 85. And then the air moves in Friday. Sunny, less humid, 80. And the weekend, right around 80 with sunny skies and low humidity, should be a really, really nice weekend.
So you'll like it. You'll like it then, right?
I like it. I mean, the annual picnic is Saturday. Again, I won't be staying there from afternoon to night. Adjacent to the picnic field is the studio. So I'll be in the studio working there and getting things ready. I'm not a picnic fan. First, number one, I'm not the type that's going to sit there and drink beer or any kind of alcoholic beverages all day long. That's out. I'm not going to be playing any of the games. I'm just not. And I really don't like the entertainment either. So I'm not a happy camper when it comes to the picnic. Truthfully, I would just as well not go. But since I do special events and expect people to attend my events, I do likewise.
All right, so you're really upset with them this year.
Yeah, I've had it. I've really had it. I mean, I told you, my plan is this is probably going to be the last movie. Next year we'll just do a small musical segment, and we'll put a compilation together of all the movies in the past 28 years, and then the year after that, we'll open it up to everybody. You know, let them make their own little 1 to 5 minute movies, and it'll be a contest. So that'll be it. I was trying to think of a song, and I know you're good at this. I was trying to think of a song, and this is for next year, that the cast could sing, or not really sing, but lip sync. Sort of like saying, thank you for the memories. Yeah. And I don't want anything slow, so I can't use the Bob Hope song, Thanks for the Memories. Much too slow. I can't use Streisand, Memories, too slow. So I found a song, and I know you know it. It came from the movie A Christmas Carol, the one with Albert Finney, and it was a musical. And they are singing about him, and he doesn't know it, but they have a casket there, and they're singing Thank You Very Much. And the whole village joins in, and they're dancing, and it's a really, really uplifting song. So I'm thinking that we could do something like that, you know, using that song, Thank You Very Much. And again, we're thanking the cast. We're thanking the people who supported us for all these years. And I was thinking the way it would work is we'd have one person start the song and knock on each of the cabin doors that were in the movie and have them come out and join that person. And by the time everyone is out, we'd have them on the long dirt road near the cabin, and everybody would be dancing and singing the chorus, and that's how it would end. What do you think?
Getting a little emotional there.
Yeah.
Getting a little more emotional. I think it's a good idea. I think a lot of production is going to be needed in it.
Yeah, but it would be a lot easier than doing a movie.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking about that for next year, because you know what? Enough is enough. That's the way I look at it. Enough is enough. Yesterday, after I got off the air with you, I saw an email come through. Wait till the folks see this or hear this. And as you know, I do the dinner dance and I do the movie.
Yeah.
And I put out, every year I ask for volunteers, nobody helps. Nobody volunteers. So I get the email coming through and it's outlining, this is the guy who, this is Gary Garrison who played, remember he played Adolf Hitler in Arsenic and All That? Okay, he's chairing the picnic. And he puts out a name, the following people will do this. And he's got names, setting up the table Saturday morning. This is the guy who'll be in charge of the tent. Who's in charge of the gasoline? Mike. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm going down the line. Then all of a sudden they say, Pat Pagano and Frank Cagnina will sell 50-50s during the afternoon. Oh, really? I will sell 50-50 during the afternoon. And then he writes at the bottom, and Pat has guaranteed us fair weather, beautiful weather in the low 80s, and if he's wrong, we will get a new weatherman next year. I was going to write back so that everybody could see it. Why should I sell the 50-50s when I don't even do that at my own dance, and nobody volunteers for me, and you're just telling me that this is what I have to do? I'm not even answering it, and I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. And you're right. I think you're right.
Would you like to sell 50-50s?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
Now, if I was part of an organization that does it and had been decent to me and they had helped me out, then I'd do it.
Right.
But if they had not helped me out with volunteers or anything like that, no, take a flyer.
Yeah, exactly. So that's it. That's my attitude. In the meantime, I'm looking outside right now, Marshall. I don't know about you, but I'm looking outside there. It looks like a mix of sun and clouds on the horizon.
We've got some sun going through a haze. I got two movies for you, Pat.
Okay.
Netflix. Now, I don't know about you. I like romantic comedies. I like rom-coms. Okay. I always get joked, Marshall, you're a man. You shouldn't like those movies. I like rom-coms. Well, it's not really a rom-com, but it is a romance movie. It's called Purple Hearts. It's on Netflix. And what it's about a young singer who doesn't make enough money, and she's got diabetes, and she doesn't have money to pay for the diabetes. And she meets a soldier who's going off to Iraq. And she asks, they end up getting a marriage of convenience. She gets covered medically. He goes all over to Iraq. And then, of course, the movie goes from there. I'm not going to say what happens when it goes from there.
Okay.
But I liked it.
Okay. That's on Netflix. So what's the second one?
The second one is, I think it's on Netflix, but it's also on other
streaming
services as well. And that one is... And you would probably like this. Trainwreck, Woodstock 99. It's about the colossal failure of the Woodstock concert in 1999.
Oh, I remember that. I remember all the hype about it. Right?
It's a three-episode series, but it's... If you know about the original, so you know the original Woodstock... And you can see how Woodstock 99 was such a huge failure. So I would tell you to watch both of those.
Okay. All right. I will do so.
And that's about it. I mean, the one that I gave you about the soldier and the singer is very good. You'll like it. It's a nice movie. A nice movie. Nothing special, but a nice movie.
Okay.
So... All right, well, let's recap this. Well, nice forecast for me today, and nice forecast for everybody else beginning tomorrow.
Right. Today, sun, clouds, humid, gusty storms, low 90s, They will end tonight, 65 to 70. Partly cloudy, not as humid, middle 80s Wednesday. Showers, then partly sunny, 80 to 85 Thursday. And sunny, less humid, 80 degrees on Friday. Looks like a nice weekend.
Does it look like the humid weather will come back next week?
I would definitely think so. In fact, next week will be kind of different than this week. It's going to get humid. But instead of having the blazing sunshine and temperatures in the 90s, it's going to be in the 80s, and it could be very unsettled.
All right. Yeah, when I left work around 11:30 yesterday, it was 92 already.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of places got up into the mid-90s yesterday. So, yeah, it's cooking. There's no doubt about it.
All right, Pat. Well, I will speak to you mañana.
Okay. Have a good one.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.